Now, to get on to the question of mind. Some men have a mind, and some men have an excuse for a mind. And yet there isn't a man with a mind. Mind substance itself is an all-pervasive energy which is virtually outside of the body and is not contained in the body in any place. When we refer to mind, we don't necessarily refer to the brain, but more a portion of the brain's function. We all know, I think, and I've mentioned this many, many times, that the brain of man is rather like a pin cushion. When you push a pin into a pin cushion, you make a hole, and the next time you push a pin through that self-same hole, it's easier than it was the first time. When you, the higher part of yourself, think a particular series of thoughts, when you do it for the first time, it's a lot more difficult than when you do it for the second and third and fourth time. In other words, you are making a channel through the brain so that mind can enter. If you regard mind as such, as being an all-pervasive energy or a force or a power outside of yourself, you regard the brain that you have as being a receiving set, and you regard yourself as being the master of this receiving set, then you get more of a true idea of the potency of brain and mind. You can twist certain little knobs in your brain and make your brain receive highly elevated spiritual thoughts. You can twist other knobs and your brain will receive baser thoughts. The difference between an advanced man and an ordinary man is that one has control of his brain and thinking capacity, and the other has not so much control. It is this control that makes the difference.